Joining us now, she is a top 50 teacher. She's an author. We've had her on before talking fighting golf. Tiffany Fawcett joins us. Tiffany, welcome back into the golf shop.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
All right. So since we last talked to you, are you still throwing punches or what?
Of course. You're never going to stop that.
Remind everybody a little bit first about fighting golf and the concept and the book that you have.
Okay, well, fighting golf's my teaching philosophy. I believe every place in your golf swing, you need to be in a position to fight. You're either balanced and leveraged or you're not. So I released the book earlier this year, and it's gotten good reviews, and it's just a fun, more aggressive way to approach your golf swing.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly liked it. It validated everything I've always done. My whole life is more collision than precision, so I enjoyed hearing that I should strike it rather than swipe it.
Excellent. That was my goal. Yeah, it takes a lot of pressure off people because it's really what they want to do. And then they're like, oh, I kind of always wanted to do that. Now I see why X, Y, and Z. And now they're just acting like the athlete they should be on the golf course.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing. You can be an athlete. You can transfer over other sports into golf, but you don't have to be one. You can develop the same type of skills that other athletes bring to the table by just doing things the proper way, can't you?
100%. If you're set up for the motion, it makes life a ton easier, but so many people give themselves a bad rap. People come in for lessons all the time. I'm not very athletic. I'm not very mobile, but they get through the day. They can react. There's a lot more in people than they realize, especially when they connect the dots.
So what have you discovered is the learning curve? Who's easier to teach, the former athlete in another sport or the person who's never been an athlete in anything?
That's a great question. And I always hate the answer, it depends, right? So if you got an athlete and they're so huge in their upper chest that their arms can't really pass their body easily, then they're tough. But if somebody has no use of training and moving their body, but if they're a clean slate when it comes to golf and no preconceived motions, you can get them hitting a golf ball pretty quickly. But great athletes are great athletes, and that's easy too. So I don't exactly know how to answer that question. I'm just happy to work with both.
Well, and I think you and I could both agree that the former athlete who is uncoachable is the worst.
Yeah, that get a little upset if they don't hit a couple balls like right off the bat.
Yeah, think they know everything. And
Yeah. I mean, you get both. But to be a good athlete, normally you're coachable. It's just people perceive golf in a different manner. So their patience level with it is a bit different.
All right. So you have a new product called the Impact Improver. And before you tell us about the product, kind of give us the concept of what made you come up with this. So kind of parlay one into the other.
Okay. Well, I teach full-time now. I used to compete all the time, and I never believed when people told me that if you get into the golf business, you really won't play golf anymore. And it's true. I'm so busy teaching, I don't get to play and practice as much as I like. So I was down in my basement. I've always liked swinging indoors, and I felt really lathered up, and I was like, I really feel like hitting a golf ball right now. But it was late. It was like 11 o'clock at night. And I was like, seriously debating, should I hit a golf ball through my wall? I looked down and I said, what if the ball stuck to the face? And I was like, why doesn't it stick to the face? Why don't we have a product like that? Then you could practice indoors and it would be like modern day impact tape. And that's how it came to me. I was just swinging in my own house, and I wanted to hit something, and I couldn't because I don't have a big net set up or anything in my own house because I have an academy I can go to most days.
Yeah, and so the product itself, the Impact Improver, is you basically call it the indoor solution to finding the sweet spot. So kind of as best you can, because this is radio, describe what the product is and what it comes with.
Okay. The product is a shield that fits right on top of your own iron. You just slide it right on top of there. And there's basically some Velcro on the face. And then there's balls that are provided that work with it. So as you swing, the ball sticks to the face. And so think of it as modern day impact tape. It'll show you if you hit it on the toe, heel, if you hit it thin. It'll stick anytime you hit the face. The only time the ball won't stick is if a person's working up on the shot so much or lifting up through impact that they're hitting more of the sole than the face, and that's a teaching moment too. So it helps you ingrain a swing indoors.
And unlike impact tape, you're not taping anything to the face of your club that has to be removed. It clips on over the top and is held on by itself, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, there's some teeth. There's a pressurized mechanism, but you just slide it on and off. It's super easy, and that's one of the reasons I did it. Everyone that's played golf at any sort of level has used impact tape at some point in time, and it's good, but you tend not to change the pieces as often as you should. So you hit balls, and you have like 75 marks on it, and you're like, oh, I think that was the one, right? And you just don't like to take it on and off, so you do it, but you really don't get the benefit from it. And I just hated picking all that little stuff off, and then you're always trying to get it level and everything else. So I just thought this was an easier way, and that way you don't have to deal with any of the sticky tape or anything like that.
So are the little red balls that come with the Impact Improver, are they weighted or are they not weighted? I mean, I guess they couldn't be too weighted, because what if they don't stick? Then you do have to have a hole in your wall.
Exactly. Yeah, no, that was actually the hardest thing in the whole deal, was finding the right type of fabric on the ball and the right weight so it stuck. But it's a bit firm. It's like not mushy. And the cool thing is, when you hit it at full speed, it makes a bit of a noise. So you get some audio, you know, some noise feedback as well. So it is lightweight. It's lighter than a real golf ball. And one of the cool things about it for kids, teaching kids, when you think about small people, hitting a golf ball is like hitting a bowling ball to them, right?
Yeah.
And so they'll try and lift it and everything else. Well, the ball's so weightless, the young kids start to learn to go to their front side. And for recreational golfers, it's just inherent in new people. It seems like they need to lift it in the air, right? Well, they'll try that a couple times with this and it won't stick. And they're like, oh, let me try it a different way. And soon they learn, oh, I need to move on to my front side and hit down on it to make it stick. So depending on your level and your age, you'll benefit from it in different ways.
Yeah, well, we all tend to, you know, when we go to the range, we look at the data, and it's basically judging how the ball flight. And in this case, you're really talking about where it hits and sticks on the face. For the average golfer, what does the average golfer learn from where the ball is being struck?
Well, they learn if they should repeat that movement or not. But what I think the biggest benefit, and I've always kind of thought outside the box, when you train without ball flight, your body feels are enhanced. So if you are swinging and you don't have to have any sensory information, go vision, track the ball, or be concerned with it, all of a sudden now you really start to notice the weight in your feet or how your arms moved, and now you start to feel the feel of the club. So the more you swing with this indoors, the more feels you develop. And gosh, every time I do this, I catch it in the toe. Every time I do that, in the heel. So people start to notice. When they're on the range, a lot of times they're embarrassed, they're not hitting it good, or there's a big wind. So if you're practicing inside, you probably don't have to deal with wind. You probably don't have to deal with uneven lies, these kind of things. So a lot of variables are taken out, so you can just repeat a motion that hits the center, and now you build your confidence. So I think training without ball flight is the biggest thing.
Again, we're talking with top 50 instructor and author and now
inventor,
Tiffany Fawcett. And Tiffany, you know, I think one of the things, too, that people fail to realize is the mistake that they make sometimes is, you know, I always go by the methodology that there's a lot of opposites in golf. I mean, you know, people talking about, you know, shanking the ball. Well, people tend to shank the ball. Where are they hitting it? They're hitting it off the hosel. So what do? They try and move further away. That just makes it worse. Sometimes you need to actually move closer to the ball to stop shanking it, and vice versa. If you're hitting it way out on the toe, you might need to, you know, actually move a little further away. But that this product would allow people to maybe play with that a little bit easier than they would be on the range and get to see the instant feedback. And also, to your point, I think that the more that clubs become forgiving, the less feel that people have in their game, because they are watching the ball flight and they're saying, you know, I mishit it, but it still went where it was supposed to go.
I 100% agree with you. And that's the other beauty. People need to experiment, and people need to experiment going different rates of speed. So one thing that your general recreational player struggles with is hitting half shots and three-quarter shots. Well, they're not used to turning their torso at different rates of speed. Well, if you're inside your living room and you're just goofing around, watching some TV and taking some swipes with this, you're going to go at it slow. You're going to go at it full rip speed. You're more comfortable to move in your house at different rates of speed. Well, now you start learning how to turn at different rates of speed and still hit the center of the face, you have something. So the other thing that people will start to do with this, the goal is center contact. when you hit out of the sweet spot, your ball goes farther and straighter anyway. But when people are on the range, well, distance is number one. And so they're generally swinging out of balance. So they start to figure out, oh, for me to hit this thing in the center, I kind of need to swing more in balance, right? So one helps the other. And just doing different drills, one of my students loves it. And he was like, I improved my game so much just because you told me, go home and swing one-handed. Take one-handed swings with right-handed, one-handed swings with left-handed, see if you can make it stick and come back. And he said, my timing, my feels, everything got so much better, and my confidence is, like, through the roof because I just hit this thing, and I'm feeling, he just said he developed so many more feels from it. So I think each person will be different, but I think just because the goal is the sweet spot, which we've kind of forgotten over the years.
Mm. Well, in looking at the packaging and the and how and what comes in it, there's a strike shield, which I assume fits on just about. There's not an iron that you can't fit this on based on whether you have a cavity back or blade or whatever. And it, three impact balls, a facilitator tool, and a storage case. Did the balls are red? Did you consider making them white for folks who are bothered by the visual?
I did. You know, when I got the white and I looked, it just looked so ick. And cheap, so I looked at it, but it just didn't work.
Oh, ick works. So, ick works for me. Ick is not good.
Well, I'll have to think about the next round to get the white, but I was also worried just depending on where people were using it. You know, white always gets dirty, and then red is like Target. And
right, and against light carpet or whatever, it might look weird. I was just curious if that was a thought. I'm glad you went with ick in your R&D. It's totally valid.
It was a huge concern. I tested red, I tested black, and I tested white. Those were the three that I tested.
Nice. All right, so the other question I think that people might want to ask is, okay, this is for an iron. What about for woods? How does this translate to woods? I mean, the easy answer is if you can hit it in the center on an iron, you should be able to translate that to anything. But, you know, I mean, it would be a lot harder to do this, to have this kind of product on a driver.
100%. Well, a couple of things. I've been thinking and melting my head trying to figure out how to get it on a driver, but the driver head shapes are so different and round and a safety issue, and most people don't have ceilings high enough to swing drivers in their house. I shouldn't say most, but a lot. So you could always – I'm trying to figure that out, but it was just really hard. So I just figured, just like you said, if you can hit a 7-iron and take it in the face most often – you know, you probably can figure out how to translate a lot of that movement to your driver. And I want to back up to the earlier question. We've done testing. The shield fits most irons. It'll fit pitching wedge through 5-iron, but it doesn't fit every model. So right now in our testing, it's about 90%. If your top line is super, super thick, it may not fit, but odds are it'll fit your club, but it just hasn't fit everything. So on our website, impactimprover.com, if you click, there's a list of the ones that we've tried it on so far, so you can check. But we know we haven't tried it on every golf club from, like, the beginning of time. So if you get it and it doesn't fit, we'll refund it. But we're asking people, if it does fit, like, send us a note, and we're just adding to the list of clubs we've tried it on.
All right, one more question before we let you go. I mean, we've all seen Tiger play golf, and you're the instructor. You're the one that's probably breaking it down. Were you encouraged? Did you see something different in this comeback than you've seen before from his swing?
You know, I only got to see a couple swings of this week. My gut tells me it's just when the body's taking the beating, the way his body's taken a beating and so many surgeries and stuff, I think it's going to be tough at the rate he tries to make it perform and the speed he makes it perform. I hope he's healed, but I have my reservations about how long he'll be able to compete.
All right. Well, Tiffany, we always appreciate you coming on with us. Again, it's the Impact Improver, and I think there's a couple different places to get it, correct?
Yes, you can get it on Amazon.com, and you can get it on my website, impactimprover.com.
All right. Well, as always, we appreciate you coming on, and good luck, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, guys. Happy holidays.